The evening meal's been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook, young Mr. Rush Gook, and Sade's amiable Uncle Fletcher. Uncle Fletcher's been a supper guest. He's speaking at the moment, and we hear him say,
"There's no hurry about this, Sadie. We can talk about it any time it's convenient for you."
"Right now, it's fine."
"Well, if you've got something private to discuss, Uncle Fletcher, Stone Blues here and myself will gladly retire to the kitchen, leave you guys alone."
"Sure."
"Not at all, not at all. Stay where you are. I've got this little bit of stuff to tell Sadie, and then you people can play cards or pop popcorn or whatever's on the docket."
"I wouldn't mind a shot of popcorn after a while."
"Popcorn is delicious."
"Yeah."
"I roomed with a fellow once in Belvedere that ate popcorn with a bushel. Halfway to get up in the middle of the night and pop popcorn. One under the name of Morton. Albert Morton. Whatever become of him, I never did know. Some will tell you he went to St. Paul, Minnesota and married a Cunningham. Others will tell you he went to Pawnee, Illinois and married a Montgomery. Six of one, half a dozen of the other." "Sir Albert Morton. He certainly liked popcorn."
"What was it you wanted to talk to me about, Uncle Fletcher?"
"Fine. No, you hear different stories about what become of Albert Morton. Take K.L. Slater, Joe Frickley, and Harry Greel, Aaron Dixon. But all three of them swear up and down Albert Morton went to St. Paul, Minnesota, and married a Cunningham. T.V. Adams, Jim Wade, and Walter Updegraff claim just the opposite. Albert Morton went to Pawnee, Illinois, and married a Montgomery, they'll tell you." "I don't know." "Play a game of cards, Vic?"
"All right."
"Play a game of cards, Sadie?" "Bush?"
"Sure."
"You said you had something to talk to me about."
"Albert Morton?"
"No, when we were getting up from the supper table, you said..."
Oh, sure. Well, hold up the card game a minute, Vic."
"Okay."
"My landlady, Mrs. Keller, Sadie."
"Yes?"
"I might be butting into something that's none of my business, if I am say so. But I had this idea and didn't see whether it'd be any harm in mentioning it to you." "If I'm out of order, speak up."
"Well, what about, Miss Keller?"
"Could she join your thimble club?"
"Why, I don't see why not."
"If I've opened my mouth and put my foot in it, say the word."
"Not at all."
"She's never said anything about the thimble club. It's my notion.
I've been playing with the idea."
"Why, sure. I'll invite her the very next time we meet in my house here."
"Half-wit woman don't get it quite as easy, see? Been in town all this time and only knows about six people. Of course, she's got a married daughter she visits, and the ladies around the neighborhood come calling once in a while, but she's not in the swim of stuff like she was in Dixon. And it makes her peevish. Remember now, she's never mentioned any of this to me."
"Uh-huh."
"Well, I just thought... here's my niece, Sadie. President of the Thimble Club, where ladies sit and sew and talk. Mrs. Cutter takes to that like a duck takes to water."
"Uncle Fletcher, I think that's just awful sweet of you."
Yes, it is. "No, now, if I'm sticking my neck out, you just chop it off."
"Sweet as it can be. The very next time the Thimble Club meets here, I'll make it a special point to see that Mrs. Keller is expressly invited."
"Fine. Got an application blank handy, Rush?"
"Application blank?
I'll take it home and have Miss Keller fill it out."
"Oh, we don't have application blanks."
"Fine. Name, age, weight, color, all that junk. As far as that goes, I can fill it out myself. Mrs. Keller's 56. Weighs 165. Got an application blank in your pocket, Vic?"
No, I haven't. I generally carry a few, but you've cut me short."
"Uh-huh. Nice of you to do this, Sadie."
"Golly, no. You're the nice one."
Yes, I am."
"I should have invited Miss Keller before."
"Oh, that's right.
I don't know why I never thought of it."
"She sits, Miss Keller does. She sews. She talks. Thimble Club's just what she needs. Enjoys being in the swim. No, the idea hit me just the other night. Here I've got this niece of mine, Sadie. Sadie's boss of this thimble outfit. Why not put a bug in Sadie's ear?"
"Well, I'm glad you did."
"Uh-huh. You say you got an application blank in your pocket, Vic?"
"I'm afraid I left all my application blanks in my other pen."
"Fine. Sadie, don't ever let on to her I put this bug in your ear."
"Oh, I won't."
"She'd skin me alive."
"Yeah. Oh, no, I won't let on. And I want to say again, I think you're just awful sweet to talk to me about this.
Yes, I am. No, she's lonesome. Membership in the Thimble Club is just what the doctor ordered. Cards, Vic?
Get them all shuffled, ready to deal.
Cards, Rush? Sure. Sadie?
Well, you boys go ahead and play. I got this pile of socks to darn.
Uncle Fletcher, Mr. Lumpax is telling me you and him...
Oh, say, the application blank.
Application blank won't be necessary, Uncle Fletcher.
Mrs. Keller will weigh 165. She's 56 years old. Gray hair.
There's nothing to fill out to join the Thimble Club.
She'll be willing to fill it out.
Oh, my.
Fix him an application blank. You can draw one up in 2 minutes.
No.
Sure. Miss Keller's no better than anybody else. Just because you're my niece is no reason for showing her any special favors. Where's that application blank? I'll fill out the son of a gun.
Step to the bookcase and frame one, Oscar.
Okay.
Application blank. To come visit the Thimble Club.
He insists on it, don't
he? Sure. No, my landlady can go through what everybody else has to go through. She's neither sugar nor salt. Won't hurt her to sign an application blank. I'll deal, Vic.
Okay.
18 apiece, huh?
Oh, 7 apiece. Are you in, Kettledrum?
Leave me out this hand. I'm fixing up an application blank.
Just us two, I guess.
Fine. Somebody suggest popping some popcorn after a while?
Well, you did.
Uh-huh. Popcorn hits the spot along about the middle of the evening. I got the habit off in Albert Morton and Belvedere. We bunked together all one winter. He ate popcorn by the bushel. Get up at night and pop yourself a batch of popcorn.
Oh, that's enough ticket.
Fine. Wonder what did become Albert Morton. Some people tell you one thing. Some people tell you the other thing. J.G. Hess up on his farm there outside of Sterling used to claim Albert Morton went to Findlay High and murdered Williams. That I know isn't true. May have gone to St. Paul, Minnesota, and married a Cunningham like K.L. Schleser, Joe Frickley, and Harry Greel claimed. He may have gone to Pawnee, Illinois, and married a Montgomery like T.V. Adams, Jim Wade, and Walter Uppergraff claimed. But one thing I'm sure of, he never went to Findlay, Ohio, and married a Williamson like J.G. Hess claimed. Never.